couple of announcements coming up. There are four, but I'll make them brief. Tomorrow night is going to be a prayer night for Pittsburgh. We started this a couple months ago when we just saw a whole lot of incidents of really dark things happening, and we wanted to push back the darkness with some light. So we gathered to pray at the park downtown, just for our city and for peace and for hope and light to be in this area. And we're going to do that again tomorrow, 6:30, John Buckley Park downtown. It's right on Railroad and 6th, and that'll be tomorrow at 6:30, right, the 11th. I keep looking at my watch as if there's a date on there. There's not. It's not. Not immediately helpful, but that is tomorrow. Then this Saturday is the Edgewater Beach Day, beach trip. We're going to meet at Pacifica Beach at 11 a.m. If you would like to carpool and drive with friends, we were going to meet downtown. I'm going to edit that because the farmer's market's going on. It'll be really hard to find parking downtown. So let's meet here in this parking lot out on Stoneman there. It's always open, and we can meet there at 10 a.m. and drive out to Pacifica Beach and have a grand old time. Bring sunscreen. The sun sometimes shines in San Francisco, and we want to be prepared. We'll be there as long as we want to. So if you want to be there for an hour, cool. If you want to be there until, you know, Sunday morning, all right, make that happen somehow. But we'll be enjoying the beach together, which I'm very, very excited about. It's been a long time since I've been to the beach. Third is next Saturday, so not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. We as a church will be going to our Shakespeare in the Park production of Twelfth Night. We had our opening weekend last weekend, and it was sold out because we're not selling tickets, so there were no more tickets available. But it's at the same park downtown at John Buckley Plaza on Railroad. It's 12th night. Starts at 6:30. The sun's up for a little bit, so you might want to bring a hat or something. But it's a wonderful time. It's a funny show. If you haven't heard it or seen it, it's one of Shakespeare's lighter comedies. It's super funny. It's not, you know, Henry V and everyone dies at the end. It's wonderful and a great story. A lot of fun. Amy's in it. She's one of the main characters. I'm the fool, and in the play also. It's just been a blast. We've had a lot of fun, and I know you guys will love it. So that's a week from this Saturday. And we have shows the next two Fridays and Saturdays. If you want to see it four times, you have that option. So at 6:30 on Saturday the 23rd. The last thing that I wanted to bring up is our Kids Zone. Next week, the lesson that they're learning in their class is goodness, and to help practice that, they're going to be making some sack lunches for people in our community, and we could use some supplies to help out with that. If you want more information, talk to Jim Stair in the back with the white Edgewater shirt. He knows what they need and what they'll be handing out, so you can talk to him if you'd like to help out in that way. Next, I'd like to invite John up.
Hi, John.
Thanks. How are you? Nice to see you. So what's happening next Sunday with our kids? Yes. I was making sure you're paying attention, and which is a great segue. So our kids are making sandwiches. They're talking about what aspect of the fruit of the Spirit?
Goodness.
Goodness. Excellent. So because our kids are so important to us, and because they're a vital part of who we are and what we do, what we want to do this morning is we want to celebrate with our kids. So what happens so often is we always send the kids away, and there's always a separation. And at Edgewater, we want to purposely bring all of it together, young and old, middle, wherever. And so we're celebrating with our kids. And as a parent, you know, my children grew up in this thing we call the church, and they would always go off into a different room, and then they would come back, and you would ask, what did you learn today? And they would talk about the cookies, or they would talk about something else. But to see what our kids are dealing with and how they're processing things, we thought it would be fun to do that here among you with the adults. So Cindy, who is the mastermind of our children and has put her heart and soul into Kids Zone, and Amy Mark, who is just a, what do we call the genius, a mad scientist? She is a mad scientist. and has the ability to write curriculum. She's loaded with all sorts of talent, but Amy is a very intelligent woman, and I think she has a great way of explaining the gospel to our kids in a way that they can understand. That is her heart and her passion. So between Cindy and Amy, your kids are really well taken care of, and then with all the volunteers that do what they do. So what we want to do this morning is we have some kids that are graduating, and we're going to bless them as they move up to the next stage of their process and their journey, and then we're going to have Kids Zone Sunday right here, right now. We're going to do it, okay? So I'm going to turn it over to Cindy, but I wanted to give you an explanation of why we're doing this, because we just want to celebrate with our kids. It's important to have fun, and we want to have fun as a people, and I want you to see what we do with our children and how we are such a blessing to them. So I appreciate you, Edgewater, and appreciate all that you give to this church. So, Cindy, the mastermind. Take it, girl.
All right, good morning, everybody. Mastermind, I don't know about that. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of our volunteers. So if you've in any way helped with Kids Zone, please stand up, raise a hand, do something. Come on, come on. There's a whole bunch of people up here. Without them, of course, there wouldn't be Kids Zone. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody. So on to the next one. And then there's even some people that are starting in August that I didn't see stand up. So thank you. I would like to have Noah and Christian and Gabby to come up, please. Woo, woo, woo. Where's Noah? Come on, Noah. Dad can come up with her. Oh, don't be scared. Oh, you're okay. So what grades, all right, you can, Christian, what grade's Gabby going into?
Kindergarten.
Is she excited about going into kindergarten?
Yes.
What school is she going to go to?
Valhalla Elementary in Pleasant Hill.
Oh, cool. And what are you doing? You're graduating into?
Sixth grade.
What school are you going to go to?
Valley View.
Cool. Are you excited?
Yeah.
That's a big new transition, right? For both of you. They're both going into new things. How's your arm feeling, Gabby?
Monkey bars.
Monkey bars. Yay. Noah, are you coming up? No. All right. We also have Noah, who's going into sixth grade. Yay, Noah. And then we have three that are going into high school. Come on up, you guys. They've all of them have been involved with Edgewater for a very long time. And we've watched them grow up, and I can't believe they're going to high school and kindergarten and sixth grade. It goes too fast. It just goes too fast. I want to thank you all, and it's awesome for all the help that you've done. And you guys helped with Mom and Dad, right, last month? Yeah. Did you have fun? You want to continue helping? Pressure? No. All right, so I have a few little things just I want to give. Have Daddy take you to Sassy Sweets. You guys get to go to Steel Town. Is that all right?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yay, so now we'd like to have John come and bless you on your way to greatness. What school are you guys going to? Yes. Are you excited? What are you going to do? I mean, what are you looking forward to about Clayton? Sport. Well, of course, Logan, sports.
See? Your brother.
I know. All right, thank you.
He doesn't know how to drive, you're right. But if there's some way I could convince you to give me that card, I would really appreciate it. Maybe I could help out, like mow your lawn or something. So what I want to do is I just want to speak a blessing over them. And I want all of us to stand together as we do that. I think it's important to stand with them. And what I want you to do is just to take a moment and open yourself up to the Spirit of God, the voice of God. And if any one of these five, including Noah, who's in the back, strike you in a way that you want to be in prayer for them for this next year of transition. Going to high school is intimidating. Some of you still have nightmares about high school. You're feeling me, right? And you remember the experience of transitioning into a whole new world. Even kindergarten is a big step in our development process, going into junior high, high school. So these are big challenges for our students. So I believe in our support and our prayers for them. So if you would just pick one, and however the Lord leads you, and then commit to praying for them for this next year, and then to speak into the life of them and their parents. So we've got Vern and Gretchen over here, who have the tremendous responsibility of raising triplets, which you think, wow, how is that possible? It's possible because you have great-grandparents, too, with them, right? Mama does a lot. These are really amazing young people. So pick one, pray for them this next year, however the Lord leads you, and however you can remember them, it's important to pray for them. And then to pray for my good friend Gabby over here, who's taking me to Sassy Suites, by the way, and Christian, and to pray for Noah. So if you feel led to do so and you want to talk to the parents, say, hey, I'm committed to praying for your son, your daughter, for this next year as they go, and however the Lord leads you. I think that'd be really good. Are you guys okay with that? You good? Okay. So let's pray together. Let's speak a blessing over them, and then we'll move on to what's next. So God, we thank you for these five, and we thank you for Noah in the back. We thank you for who they are, and we thank you for their life. Thank you for the breath that you give them each day and for the joy that they bring their families. What a gift they have been to this world and continue to be. So I speak blessings over them, and I pray that in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that you would fill them to the completeness of your measure, that you would help them to understand who they are becoming in Christ as they learn to walk out this life that you've given them. Give their parents wisdom in helping them to develop. We thank you for them. We thank you for grandparents and for siblings around them. We ask that you would bless them and continue to nurture them and help them grow. And we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Now, see, that was easy. Now you're free to go. You don't got to come back up here.
Thank you.
Or you can stay with me. Roll it out, honey. Roll it out.
So now, I would like to ask Jim to come up. And Ray Mays to come up. Al, come up. Leonard. There are a couple of boys, men now, that have just graduated high school, and they are heading off to the Marines. All of these wonderful gentlemen have been in the military, and so we would like to do a little send-off for them and just have them come up, and Jim's going to say a blessing over them and as well their family. So come on. I see you looking. We'll come up. If you were in the service, come up.
Steve, come on. Come on.
You don't have to say anything. You just get to be up here. Yay. Steve. Okay.
I'm loud enough.
First, all right. What branch of the service?
The Navy.
Navy?
The Navy.
The Marine Corps.
Marine Corps.
Navy.
Marine Corps.
Air Force.
Air Force. The mighty Air Force.
Yes. And where are you guys going?
The Marines. Marines.
Reserve. Full time. Are you excited? You getting a little nervous?
A little bit.
It's going to be fabulous.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, and we pray for Christian and Jordan as they partake in another venture of their life, Lord. Lord, it's amazing that we have two fine young men that's dedicating themselves to go out and serve and protect our world, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you be with them, protect them, and just carry them with you, Lord. We know how it is out there in the world, and how it's not easy to leave home, and especially mom and dad and the family and that, and just go out and there's also some negativity out there, but we put that in your hand that everything's going to be great for them, Lord. Lord, we also pray for the family that as these two young men depart, that it's the empty, almost like the empty nest syndrome. You know, mom and dad and sisters. You know, they worry about them, and just give peace to the family, Lord. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and of all things, we give you honor and glory for these two young men. In your precious son's name, amen.
There's your steel town. Thank you so much. And they've also been a huge, huge part of Kids Zone. They've worked 4 years. We've watched PJ and Gideon grow up back in Kids Zone in the preschool, and they've been a huge help, and so is their sisters. So thank you very much, and thank you, gentlemen, for your service for our wonderful country. We do a lot of dancing in Kids Zone. So my role in Kids Zone is usually to do the Bible lesson. We thought it would be maybe fitting to kind of give you all an overview of what we're doing in Kids Zone right now. We have a whole like year's worth of stuff planned. And I thought it would be cool if you all knew that everything that we do in Kids Zone is intentional and it's very thought out. And Cindy, like John said, is kind of the mastermind behind it all. Yay, Cindy! So before the end of the day, make sure you give her a high five or a hug or a, oh my gosh, you're amazing, because she just is. We started in the season of Advent, which is right before Christmas, talking about the coming gift of Jesus and what that meant to us. And then in Kids Zone for the kind of winter, spring, we went through a whole series of following what Jesus' life looked like on earth, the people that he talked to, the things that he did, the things that he taught. And then we got to Pentecost Sunday, which was, first we got to the Ascension, which is when Jesus rose up into the air and disappeared. And then we said, Zion's looking at me like, I think I might remember maybe sort of this, maybe. And then we talked about Pentecost, which is when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. Right now we're going through the gifts. Nope, I'm lying. We're going through the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And then at the end of that, we'll hit the fall, and we're going to go into some history. So we'll look at the roots of our faith, looking at specifically at the story of Abraham and Sarah, their whole life and all the gifts that they gave to us as a family of faith. Then we'll move into those gifts, moving into the specific gift again of Jesus, and then we'll move on into the spring, and I haven't finished that part yet, but we'll get there. So what we do at Kids Zone, we all say hello to each other here, and we're greeting, and then the Kids Zone people gather at the back, and we leave, is usually what you see. What you don't see is that we meander down the hall into this room, and then we all kind of gather around this table, and I come in and I start with a question. And I'm hoping my Kids on Kids who are here are going to help me out with this. I ask the question, I say, so is today a thumbs up day, a thumbs in the middle day, or a thumbs down day for you? So I'm going to ask you the same question. Right now, if you had to give it a thumbs up day, a thumbs in the middle day, or a thumbs down day, how's your day today? Got some thumbs up, a lot of thumbs up, a couple thumbs in the middle. Would anybody like to tell me about your thumbs up day? What's making today a thumbs up day? Being here. Great, thank you. Being here with family. Thank you. Cicely? You got to sleep in. That's always a great thumbs up day. I agree. Zion, what else? Oh, see, this is why I love Kids Zone. You know what, Zion, seeing you makes me have a thumbs up day too. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll share all kinds of stories. We hear about things like pets and birthday parties and lost teeth. And it sounds very kind of superficial, but what we're doing in giving the children that opportunity to voice what their day is like is we open space for them to be real and honest about what's going on in their lives and the reality that whatever is going on in their lives, whether it's a thumbs up, thumbs in the middle, or a thumbs down day, is relevant to us and is relevant to Jesus. So it's just thumbs up, thumbs in the middle, or thumbs down, but it matters. Then I tell a story. Usually almost always out of the Bible, because that's my job, is to be the Bible lesson person. And then we do an activity, because kids are very, very hands-on, tactile, and they remember things better when they get to touch and feel. And what we thought we'd do this morning was kind of bring to you a couple of the things that we've done in Kids Zone that helped to explain some really tough concepts to our kids. And we, Cindy and I, felt like they were really good for us too, so we wanted to bring them and share them with you. So I'm going to hand this back over to Cindy, who's going to talk about how we explored the reality of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's a tough concept. It's tough for grown-ups, but we found a way to help our kids understand it. You ready, Cindy?
Yep. Go, girl. All right, here we go. So, maybe... Yeah. So how many eggs?
One.
All right.
Sometimes things get messy. Cicely, you want to come hold this for us?
How many eggs? But they're in different parts. How many eggs? The Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. How many parts? Three parts. An egg, doesn't matter if you throw it in the garbage. You use the whites to make meringue. You use the yolk for something else. How many eggs? It's only ever one egg. There's only ever one God. One God, three parts. Each part is very important. Without each part, there wouldn't be one egg. Without the three parts, we wouldn't have our fabulous, wonderful God who takes care of us, who loves us, who makes sure we have everything that we need when we need it. So how many parts? How many gods? Doesn't matter where we're at, how many gods? Only ever one in three parts, just for each one of us. Who does God love? Take your finger, he loves me. Why does he love me? Because you're you. He loves you because you're you. Because he made you for no other reason, just because you are you. God loves you right here, right now, right where you are at. One God,
So that's some of the fun things that we get to do. I think I put this one on Facebook, too. So.
Well, and the other piece of that is when you look at the yolk, that's an egg, right? And the white is an egg, and the shell is the egg. So when you look at the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Father is God, Jesus is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, which leads us into our second object lesson, which, Cindy, do you have all those little bag things? So at the beginning of the summer, before we started to talk about the fruit of the Spirit, we thought we should spend some time talking about who the Spirit is. And we came up with three really important true things about who the Holy Spirit is. And I'm hoping maybe Zion and Cicely, and if Eden wants to maybe help, I don't know if Christian is wanting to help. Can you all give me a hand with something? Miss Cindy has the pieces. You are all going to receive right now a bag. And in that bag, there are some things. Do not open your bag until I tell you to open your bag. They're working on that. So at the beginning of the summer, we looked at the passage where Jesus said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, but I'm sending something to you. I'm sending you a gift. It's a very important gift. And I need you to wait in Jerusalem, he said to his friends. He said, I need you to wait in Jerusalem until I send you the gift. Bags and bags. So as a side note, by the end of the summer, we'll have a list of supplies and materials that we'll need for Kids Zone during the fall and winter. We'll make sure we make that available to you because we need as many donations as we can get. Things like string and yarn and what are those, key rings and baggies and all kinds of good stuff. Marshmallows were on the docket this time and rice. You never know what's going to be on the list. So Jesus rose into the air, disappeared, became invisible, but said, wait here, don't go anywhere, I'm sending you a gift. Then the Bible says that on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were gathered together in one place, and all of a sudden there was a mighty wind. Whoosh! It filled the place, and things that looked like tongues of fire came down and landed on every single person. And what the Bible says is that those tongues of fire were the gift of the Holy Spirit. And remember, we just learned from our object lesson that the Holy Spirit is God, right? So that's the first thing that we learned. The Holy Spirit is God. The second thing, Jesus was just one man. Thanks, you guys are awesome. Can I have one too? Pretty please. Thank you, darling. Sometimes I lose my place. What did I just say? Anybody? That's right. Jesus was one man. The Holy Spirit came down, landed on every single believer. And so the second thing that we learned was that the Holy Spirit is everywhere, always. So the first thing about the Holy Spirit is God. The second thing, the Holy Spirit is everywhere, always. And then we heard Jesus saying, we talked about how Jesus said, I'm sending you a helper, a comforter, somebody to be with you. And so we learned the third thing about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is everywhere, always. And the Holy Spirit is here to help us. The Holy Spirit has a purpose. He has a very specific purpose. His purpose is to help us. So in your little bag, you have... Okay, here we go. I'm going to do this like this. You have a little key ring that has a little teeny tiny little loop on there. And you have three strings. And what these three strings represent are the three things that are true about the Holy Spirit. What's the first thing that's true about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is... God. What's the second thing that's true about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is always. Everywhere, always. And what's the third thing that's true about the Holy Spirit? Why is he here? To help us. Three strings to help you remember. There are three things that are important about the Holy Spirit. One, the Holy Spirit is God. Two, the Holy Spirit is everywhere. Three, the Holy Spirit is here to help us. So the goal, and I'm not going to be able to do this one-handed, is to put the little strings through the little hole and tie a knot. I need some help. Cicely, did you manage? Can you come help me? Pretty please. I can't. It doesn't really matter. If you're really dexterous, you can get it through the little tiny loop. If you're like me and you need to tie it around the big loop, that's fine. Cicely's awesome, so she's going to manage it. So now you're leaving here, and some people might want to braid their three strings, because that's always fun. You might want to make a cool design, or you might want to just leave them flowing free. In Kids Zone, we did a very similar craft, only we had it with a dove, and they tied ribbons in it. You can just tie it around the big one, that's fine. Are you dismantling my Holy Spirit? Cicely is a great help. Actually, all of our kids are. Yeah, just tie a knot. That's awesome. How y'all doing? You have knots tied? Yay! We have a mission accomplished over here. Good job. So the reason we gave you a key ring is that as grown-ups, we carry keys, right? Well, most of us do. I don't know. Maybe you're lucky and you don't have to. But like I said, we try to do things that are going to be tangible and easy for kids to hold on to and remember. We wanted to give you adults something that's tangible that you can hold on to and that will be easy to remember. Three strings. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is, and the Holy Spirit is here to help us. This summer, we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and what we did was we talked about how when the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us, just like those tongues of fire that landed on each person, he starts to grow a little garden. And the fruit that comes out of that garden is what we're studying in Kids Zone this summer. So far, we've looked at love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. Next week, we're moving into goodness. And then I don't remember the order after that. This is why we write things down. We may have a winner.
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
There we go. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You, sir, go to the head of the Kids Zone class. Actually, Isabella, who's not here this morning, and Lucas both have that down pat. And I ask them every week, remind me what all the fruits of the Spirit are. And those two. And we're working on getting everybody else. That's our main Bible verse for the summer. It's really long. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And against these, there is no law. So that's what we're doing in Kids Zone. We have crazy crafts. We sometimes play games with marshmallows and squirty fish. And your kids always will come home with something. I think that's all that I have at this point. Moment. Is that correct? See, this is why I need Cindy. Yes. Okay. Can you hand me a bulletin? I left mine. So the other thing, Cindy mentioned that there are lots of people that help in Kids Zone. We really believe that the spirituality of our children is crucial to the life of our church. And so the time that you all invest in either being volunteers, providing supplies, or just praying for our students is absolutely critical to who we are as a church and to who we will be in our community. These kids have amazing faith. They have amazing questions. They have amazing comments. I learn from them every single week. I'll ask what seems like a really simple question, and Noah does this a lot. All of a sudden, out of Noah comes this word of wisdom that just makes me stop. And I think, oh, he gets it. I don't even get what he gets. Zion's done it. Cicely's done it. I hear that, and their questions. Zion especially is good at asking questions. She stumps me, and then I have to go and look them up, which is great. That's how it should be. We also, though, want to, I just wanted to point out, there are other ways that you can participate, especially if you actually have kids. In the bottom corner of your bulletin, every Sunday, there's a corner called Kids Corner. And every Sunday, we put in there something for you to do as a family during the week that has to do with what they've been learning in church on Sunday. Because we want for their spiritual lives to be more than just on Sunday morning. This week is, as a family, pick one fruit of the Spirit to practice each day of the week. The five your children have studied so far are love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. Be creative and talk about your practice. It's really important that you give kids a chance to talk about what they're learning, where they feel like things went well, where they feel like things didn't. It's the same with the thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle. We feel it's really important for our children to be able to be honest about the struggles and what they're learning and what questions they have. And then this information is also always posted on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, you can find us there and follow along. So that's what your kids do in Kids Zone. There's a lot of laughter, a lot of running around, and lots of really good stuff. And Cindy has something else to say.
So I realized that I kind of made a little mistake because I still get really nervous up here. We have Christian and Noah who went into sixth grade, and we have two awesome people who work with the children on Tuesday nights. And so I would like to make recognition to Karen and Ezra and tell them thank you and let them know. Do you guys want to say anything about Tuesday nights?
Well, we would really like to welcome Christian and Noah into youth group and having them as part of the group. We're looking forward to it. So Tuesday nights work for you guys. I know they work now. We have a lot of activities we also have going on in the summer, and we're on remind.com. So you can, actually, any of you who are interested in knowing what's going on in the youth group, we send out like a weekly reminder of what's happening. And you just go to remind.com to sign up for a group or let me know. I can send you a, it's going to be a text message to you. You guys all know we've been talking about youth a lot lately, so we just got back from camp. We love youth group, we love our teens, and we're looking forward to getting to know Christian more.
And you're still meeting out at the... Yay, thank you so much. Peter.
Cool. I am so grateful and so continually impressed with what is going on with our kids. We are really blessed in our leadership of our Kids Zone program. And I just want to thank Cindy for your leadership and Amy for your wisdom and partnering and with what's going on. Can we acknowledge them with the hand clap of gratitude?
More slide whistle. Awesome. So I just want to leave you with a kind of a thought about why our children are so important to our church. Psalm 8:2, we often hear, I've ordained praise out of the mouths of babes. We oftentimes miss the second part, that praise that is ordained from the mouths of children silences the enemy and builds a stronghold against him. Our children's voices are crucial, and we need to give them space to lift them. So I encourage you, if you haven't met our kids in a nice, kind way, please meet them. They are so amazing. And then I just leave you with this encouragement for this week. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is everywhere always, and the Holy Spirit is here to help us to live into the truth of who God is creating and calling us to be. So may the grace of God that makes us able and the peace of God that holds us together be with you all this week. Amen.